With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message he has noted for almost the past two decades. We must be vegetarian and practice sustainable living. Understanding our concerns in regards to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly spared some time out of her busy schedule to share her wisdom and advice with the staff at Supreme Master Television via a teleconference. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on this important issue of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of the world.
Master, we want to thank you for this opportunity to speak about the climate change, the problems and issues. So we have questions for you today.
Okay.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I have a few questions to ask you.
Ça va?
Ça va, merci.
Okay.
You said during the gathering during Christmas that many people were aware of the issue of climate change.
Yes.
But the problem was that they were not aware of the urgency of it. And
yes.
Actually, it's not a 20 years or 50 years term, but it's rather a 4 or 5 years term. So,
yes.
So I would like to know what would be your advice to all of us. To make people more aware of the urgency of taking action.
Yeah. You go all over town and announce it.
Yeah, I was thinking about the media are the most powerful tool to change people's minds, and I was thinking there is a internet website named YouTube, and
yes.
There are millions of viewers every day there. And I was thinking the NASA ad that is aired every day on Supreme Master Television, is there. Maybe journalists from other channels like BBC, CNN, they also watch YouTube and they also would see this video and maybe they would have idea about making
good
research.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Also, could we also ask all the association members, Each one of them, of us, to send letters each to, for example, the biggest channel in the world, like BBC, CNN, the biggest US channel, and if they receive like 10,000 letters about the gases coming up if the ocean gets warm, maybe they would start doing research and making report about that.
Yeah, we can send them, yes, sure. We can do that. That's good also. Good idea.
And the last thing maybe we could do is as the power of the thoughts, like if all the association members in the world could meditate 2 hours a week just centered on this idea, and could that help and change help to make it faster, to speed up the change?
Yeah, very good. But we have to meditate on something like that, that the people on the planet have to become vegetarian. It's not just the technologies, because the karma is more important than just the technology. So we have to meditate on vegetarianism for all the people to have peace and to be vegetarian. And the technology added to it as well. That's very good. So you guys have been concerned, huh?
Yes.
Could we do also maybe a flyer about the NASA ad?
We can put it together with the alternative living flyer, you know. Yeah, we could do that also, and because the ordinary people, maybe they're not aware of it as well, you know. Mm. I'll just go over my name. Yeah, we can do that also, right? Yeah. I note down all the thing that you want to do, or you just write down all the thing that you wanted to do and send it to me, okay?
Okay. It's already written down, so.
Okay.
Thank you, Master.
Thanks for all this. This is getting. Yeah, I was thinking many of those as well. Yeah? So what?
Master, I want to ask you, since stock breeding is the major cause of greenhouse gas, it looks like vegetarianism would be a solution, but do you think it would be enough?
No, I don't say just vegetarian. Technology has to change. We have veggie, we have renewable energy, we have hybrid cars, we have planting trees, we have prayer, remember? Yeah, remember the five, the urgent message, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we have to give a solution to the problem.
Yes, I want to ask you, since you can communicate with animals, do they have a message for us about the climate change issue?
Yeah, they do. They are worried, no? But what can they do? They say what we're saying right now. They say we have to go vegetarian and change technology, consider the earth and all the stuff that we're doing on TV. They know we're doing all that, and they know we're saying all that, and that's also what they want to say.
Okay, Master.
Yes. Anything else that you think better than vegetarian or having to vegetarian?
I guess meditation.
Yeah, of course. As we do, I saw already on my Christmas.
Thank you, Master.
I also always like you to go. You know, I say if we die, we die together, because you always worry and I think it's behind, huh?
Yes, yes.
So I did, you know, that I will not leave you behind.
Thank you very much.
At least something to comfort you, huh?
Yes.
Okay, Master.
Hi.
Do you think that spiritual practice could help heal the world, and how?
Oh, of course, we already have a lot. Invisibly. You see a lot of more peace news now and a lot more caring for animals now, and even climate change is speeding it up. It's just not as much as we want. Because not the whole world is practicing, just a group of us and some other group. And you understand?
Yes, Master.
It has been a lot, because I tell you a secret. If there hasn't been a lot of practitioners, then the world would have been kaput longer already.
Yes.
Don't you see the help?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just not the way we want, because this world is still under influence of Maya somehow. Because the people carry it within themselves. They don't want to wake up. They just worry too much every day about material existence and not the spiritual one. So, it's still better than nothing, huh?
Yes. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hi, Master. I was just wondering, are the effects of what we've done to the planet reversible in regards to climate change? And if we were to survive through this period, how do we move forward so that we ensure that we don't face these dilemmas in the future?
Do you mean we can reverse to the way it was before?
Yes, kind of. Can we reverse the damage that we've done to the Earth?
Oh, well, to some extent, if they act fast, if the government and the people in the world act fast, maybe we can reverse somehow, yeah? But not, I think not so quickly, 100%, like the primordial state of the world before. people in the world can do. I don't want to tell you. Anyway, some are trying to do it. And I just don't know how fast it can go, honey. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Master.
We're just doing our best. Yeah, we're really doing our best. Okay, you're welcome. Let's hope that we'll do it faster, hmm? For the children's sake, huh? All of us, we're already middle-aged and old, we don't care. Alright. We can also do something.
Hi, Master. In order to minimize greenhouse effects, basically we must reduce generating carbon dioxide.
Right.
Besides that, is there any other active way to make global warming slow down?
We already have praying, planting trees,
Mm-hmm. Like, all government makes some equipment to reflect excessive heat and solar energy.
Oh, reflect the heat back?
Yeah, if this technology we have it, or we just
if they do that, but they're not having it, such a large impact, you understand me?
Yes.
Not as large impact like the ice, yes?
Okay.
The ice cool down, the sun heat also immediately, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Reflect whatever left back to the space in such a large scale that I don't know if the government has enough time to build whatever equipment they might develop, if they have enough time to build such a large quantity like that and so effective like that.
So it's not the main one.
Yeah. You see, just like the Amazon rainforest, yeah, because it has been there for a long time, thousands of millions of years, and it's the lung of the world. And even if you plant a new tree, it's not the same. Yeah? Even that. Mm-hmm. But it helps somehow, yeah? Understand?
Yes.
The bigger the tree, the older the tree, the more effective.
Yes.
To produce oxygen and neutralize the carbon dioxide. You see? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I don't know if the government are in train to send any to build something to reflect the heat back to the space in such a way, in such a large area, and in such a big, huge, effective way, like the way the natural has made, like the eye did. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. Good question.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I think you already mentioned a little bit related to my question. And my question is, I hope world people can be aware of climate change, but it seems not enough to get the people's attention yet. So how can you bring it in positive way, but not scare them in order to have the people's making better situation about this?
Yeah. We should just write it out in the news for leaflets and all that, yeah, okay?
Yes, Master. Thank you, Master.
Hello? You know what?
Yes.
I also did not want to scare people, but I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
What? Should I say, okay, honey, it's okay, you have really long. You're doing fine. Think about it, you have 4 more years, something like that.
Yeah. Thank you, Master.
Yeah, we could make a joke of it. Thank you. Die happy is better than die miserably, you know?
The question is concerning the vegetarian diet way, and it is, what would be the minimum amount of people shifting to vegetarian diet necessary to save the planet?
Oh, let me think. 2 seconds. At least half of the population of the planet.
Wow.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, how would you guys think of all this? I'm amazed. Yeah. Yeah, half of the population, to reverse the effect. But I don't know, baby, really. We are just talking. You know, to be honest, I'm not pessimistic, hey? Yeah. to be honest with you, whenever I go out, sometimes I go outside when I'm traveling, I go outside to eat, okay?
Okay.
Just also seeing around the world how people doing, and whenever I go out to see people eat, the whole restaurant eating meat, and I and a couple of assistants are the only vegetarian. And at that time, I don't know how much positive news can come from me. Do you understand?
Yes.
And day in, day out like that. And as if it's not bad enough, now they want to even clone the animals so that they have more meat. Well, we are doing our best, okay?
Yes, okay.
I don't want to put you on such a high hope, yeah? High pedal, but we do our best, and it's getting better, but it's not fast enough for my liking.
Sure.
And the thing is, if we have the planet, we have the planet. If we don't, we don't, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I wish really that we have the planet. We continue to live and the children grow up in a better environment. But, you see, it's not all up to us, our group, right? It's not even up to heaven, yeah? It's up to the humanity to decide what they want and which direction they turn. It's just up to them to change, yeah? And all the power of the people, the leaders, they should do something faster than this.
Yes.
So we just pray for the best, and you know, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. That's that, okay? Yeah. If half of the population of the planet, I mean, oh, that would be already fantastic news.
You said previously the future is not always depends on us.
No, it's not.
And I remember the song, "Hey Sarah." whatever will happen, it will happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Master, I have too many ideas in my head.
Okay.
You know, I was born in Azerbaijan.
Yes.
And since 1991, it became independent from Russia. So,
yes.
So I want to tell you, I already translated the message from NASA and UN and sent to the huge website.
Wonderful.
And I told them that the future depends, on vegetarianism. If you don't take precautions within the 4 or 5 years, that the threat, the world will be end. So in this, with the words, I translated into Russian and Azerbaijan, and
wow.
Let the people know. But I want to tell you something. That we don't have SMTV in Azerbaijan. There is a diaspora. Azerbaijani diaspora in Los Angeles. And what do you think if I want to contact with them and ask about who is the responsible in Azerbaijan TV station that we can advertise, because people have the Indo-European culture. They're very open-minded people, but the thing is why they are behind, because they don't have any information, Master. We can't blame them. How can I take action? What do you think? Give me some advice.
Very good. What do you want to do? Well, very good.
Yes, I also... Okay.
Contact as many people as you can who are influential in your country. Okay?
I understood you. Thank you.
You see, the climate change doesn't mean only hot, yeah? It means that the change of climate around the world and a lot of frequent disasters,
mm-hmm.
You know, that hot place become cold place become hot, and then it become all kind of chaotic later on, and it's very, very suffering for the people later on. And many countries, many cities will be under the water and all that stuff, yeah? And more storm, more typhoon, and a lot before it really ends. It doesn't just end like like, okay, now it's going to end and then finito. It's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will be agonizing for a while. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people would suffer and they would not even understand why.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you contact as many, just like we talked before, we contact as many people, politicians, newspapers, just write them letters, mm-hmm. send them flyers, whatever, just do whatever we can, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. This is one good idea. Oh my God, Azerbaijan, they are very good country. They are good translator and good newspaper, good supporting people. Mm-hmm. They deserve to be saved, but just, wow, to save the world, right? Yeah. Okay. Each one of us is responsible. Yeah, we do something we can. All right.
Okay.
Okay, love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your attention.
Good luck to your endeavor.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, everybody do something and it helps, you know? Yeah.